Herbs in Action, reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Pablo Lopez. I'm a PhD student at Virginia Commonwealth University, studying tropical dry forest ecology. More specifically, I study how plant seeds of this fascinating ecosystem travel across islands, landscape, and continents. The species I would like to talk about today is the wonderful but overlooked herb Nidosculus urens, or as it's known in different regions, Pringamosa, Mala Mujer, or Tropical Bull Nettle. It's a beautiful plant that grows all over the tropics, from Florida all the way down to Argentina. It boasts wonderful bright greens, low leaves, erect stems and fruits, and white flowers. This plant is fully covered by stinging hairs that deliver a painful allergic reaction to anyone who touches them. Everyone who has run into this plant knows it and won't forget it. This amazing herb is just one of about 100 species in its genus, many of which are very common and found only in this neotropical dry forest. It reminds us of how powerful and determined nature can be, while evoking warm, exciting, and fruitful field seasons. However, while telling us to keep our distance, it has a clever partnership with ants, its natural dispersers. The ants carry their seeds to feed their larvae and then discard them on or around their nest, where the seeds find the perfect conditions to germinate. This plant showcases a remarkable duality. It's both morphologically beautiful and painfully intimidating. It uses its stinging hairs to scare off unwelcome visitors while also attracting its unintentional cultivators, the members of another amazing society, the ants. Nidosculus urens is a natural storyteller. It's an amazing species that represents the incredible impact nature has on us beyond its utility. And it serves as a powerful example of the mind-blowing adaptations plants have developed to not just survive, but to thrive and persist over time. I ran into it many, many times, and I suffered from its allergic reactions, which is so painful, but not specifically in a plot that I've like working on or measured. It's not within my inventories exactly, but it's around, like always is around, it's there, it's a little herb. So, cause I work more on woody plant species than herbs, but they are pretty common in tropical rainforests.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.